So the first question that Tony asked is, why do physicists think physics is the fundamental science?
Well, basically, physics is a fundamental science, according to most scientists, possibly because of how physics tends to tie into all the other sciences, such as chemistry and biology. They all tie together, and you can use physics to explain something in biology, use physics to explain something within chemistry, and so on and so forth.
So basically, they all connect to each other for that main purpose.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that, like, physics explains everything from the atomic level and the subatomic level all the way up to, like, the organismal interactions in an ecosystem as well.
All right, the next question that Tony DeMauro asks us is, how does physics relate to my future profession?
How does problem solving?
Problem solving, not physics. I misread that, I'm sorry. But anyways, in problem solving, since I'm a pre-physical therapy major right now, I would have to solve lots of problems in rehabilitating patients. And learning the skills now to solve problems will definitely go a long way in ensuring that I have a successful professional life.
I'm also a pre-physical therapy major, and pre-physical therapy is under kinesiology, which is the basis of movement. And with kinesiology, I have to study the movement of the patient and find out what their range of motion is and find ways to strengthen different parts of the body using physics techniques.
Regarding my future profession, since I don't really know what that is, I'm sure that anything I do is going to require problem solving. I really like being involved in the biological sciences and doing field research. So I think that any field research I conduct, I'm going to have to make conclusions and figure out why something's interacting the way it is. So I'm sure I'll be using problem solving in anything I do in the future.
The next question is, how does the Big Bang Theory relate to the late 20th century existential postmodernist thought? Well, first of all, the Big Bang Theory is a scientific theory that deals with the origin of the universe, and it involves an explosion that happened about 10 to 20 billion years ago, where the cosmic explosion hurled matter in all directions.
I think that my understanding of what postmodernism thought has to do with a social and cultural study of, with placing importance on rationality, objectivity, whereas existentialism places importance on the individual and their place in the world. So I'm a little confused on how the Big Bang Theory actually relates to that.
Because it's like, if people are talking about the Big Bang Theory and how supposedly there's nothing to be proven about it, it totally conflicts with what postmodernism thought of existentialism is, because if it's all about objectivity and rationality, why is someone going to believe with that certain thought in their head about postmodern existentialism with the Big Bang Theory if there's nothing that can prove what happened? Supposedly, you know, something blew up and the universe started. Yeah, you can believe it if you want to or not, but if you have that thought of postmodern existentialism, it totally conflicts with what you think in your mind.
I actually think that postmodernism, existentialism actually does relate to the Big Bang Theory, because coming from a Catholic background, you deal with beliefs that aren't rational and in relation to how the universe was created. The next two questions are, what are critical thinking skills, and what is Bloom's taxonomy?
My impression of what critical thinking skills are is being able to examine something both subjectively and objectively, right?
That's true. I mean,
I would think that it's taking a study, like, let's say, what polar bears eat, and observing what that is, and then putting that all together to form an opinion of why they focus on beluga whales during the winter, when the ice pack is packed in and the belugas can't go anywhere, versus why they eat leopard seals during the summer when they're, you know, floating around little ice floes. Bloom's taxonomy, it's a hierarchy of skills, essentially, being knowledge, comprehension, application, analysis, synthesis, and evaluation. Well, what do you guys think knowledge is? Like, how does that apply to Bloom's taxonomy?
Well, knowledge is basically knowing something about whatever it is you're studying. I mean, you can know something without understanding it or being able to put it into a higher context, but...
But knowledge is, like, basically what you gain from the context of what you read and what you simulate in your mind.
That's true.
And then comprehension, of course, would be actually understanding what that knowledge is within a certain context, right? And, of course, application, we're taking that and applying it to whatever the problem may be, right? Mm-hmm. So what about analysis?
Analysis is a accumulation of application, comprehension, and knowledge. And as the hierarchy goes up, you have to analyze more into the problem.
And basically, synthesis is when you take knowledge and you connect it with other things you have knowledge of and make it so you have the ability to find relationships and theorize about what you know.
And so evaluation would be taking all of this information that we just collected with between our knowledge, comprehension, application, analysis, and synthesis, and evaluating it for validity, whether it actually makes sense and whether it's repeatable as well, just like we do in with the biology process that we've learned, you know, throughout the beginning of our education. So
the last two problems or questions are how are these ideas important, and how is a problem-solving method used in science dependent upon the critical thinking skills?
So, obviously, these ideas are important because it helps us apply the problem-solving method to science. I mean, how else are we going to solve problems unless we think about it critically? Because, ultimately, the answer that you end up with, it's not going to be very good if you don't use critical thinking skills, right?
No, True. It's not. I mean, if you don't use your critical thinking skills, then it'll be pretty easy to come with a resolution that may not be what's supposed to come out because you didn't critically take it step by step and analyze what you observed.
The problem solving method is actually relies on critical thinking, because if you don't, then you can't come up with the answer, and even if you don't find the correct answer, you can use the problem-solving method to find out what to do next, how to approach it.
Yeah, ultimately, you have to evaluate your answer, right? So if that's the last step in Bloom's taxonomy, if you evaluate it and it's invalid, then you have to revisit it anyway. So without using that method, you're going to create solutions that don't make any sense or that aren't applicable. True.
So that's why basically you have like methods of like step-by-step actions that you need to do concerning like any topic in life, because if basically you don't have steps to do things, like what's the whole meaning of what you're basically coming to a conclusion about or researching about? Because if there's no steps, like where are you going to start from, where are you going to end, where are you going to come up with your conclusion with just what, like something from the air, basically you can't. Mm-hmm. So basically you just need steps.
I would totally agree.